You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I know we're in the midst of the banquet that you are so thoroughly enjoying, but this article that Jay White led to me, I read it. It's been on my mind so much, it's just too mouth-watering for me not to share. I was going to wait till after the banquet. However, the hunger is just too damn great. And gentlemen, I guarantee you're going to enjoy this as well. Now, this article was published on the 25th of October. Ironically, no lamestream media outlet has touched this, so you know how hot it truly is. New York Supreme Court reinstates unvaccinated employees with back pay. Now let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Quote unquote, it was all about compliance. Ah, gentlemen, particularly us pure bloods, this is a huge victory. And I'll explain later. A New York judge ordered Monday that Department of Sanitation employees who were terminated for refusing to get vaccinated be reinstated to their full employment status, writing that the vaccination mandate for city employees was, quote unquote, not just about safety and public health. It was about compliance. Boom! How many content creators, when this thing first kicked off with the mask mandates, said that it was all about compliance from day one, myself included? There were a lot of creators who had videos taken down and were issued strikes. Some creators had their channels outright terminated. Why? Because we saw what was going to come down the pipe. We saw how this thing was going to be used as nothing but complete and total psychological warfare. Yeah. Yep. There were people who were so afraid that I actually did an unfortunate article about an old couple who thought they had it, so they ended up unaliving themselves. Come to find out, they didn't have it. They were both clear. But that was just how far the paranoia was actually pushed to the masses. Judge Ralph J. Porzio wrote in his ruling that if the vaccine mandate was about safety and public health, unvaccinated workers would have been placed on leave the moment the order was issued. Oh, this judge gets it. He gets it. I guess he finally had enough common sense to say, you know what? Nah, this is what this was truly about. Nothing more, nothing less. Quote unquote, if it was about safety and public health, the health commissioner would have issued citywide mandates for vaccination for all residents, he continued. In a city with a nearly 80% vaccination rate, we shouldn't be penalizing the people who showed up to work at great risk to themselves and their families while we were locked down. Something else, the lockdowns. We saw the absolute chaos that ensured that so many people were going to end up in a bad place. Remember, I reported on it first. Divorce rates skyrocketed in China. I called that out. Then CGA called it out for here. We were both on the same page. We saw what happened in China first, then we saw what happened over here. Yeah, so many families got absolutely destroyed behind these lockdowns, behind these mandates. Porzio's ruling states that the October 20th, 2021 and December 13th, 2021 rulings from the Commissioner of Health and Mental Hygiene ordering that all employees get vaccinated are quote unquote arbitrary and capricious, ordering that the petitioners be reinstated to their full employment status and entitled to back pay in the salary form from date of termination. Oh, these companies are going to be writing some serious checks. Quote unquote, yesterday marked a historic victory for sanitation workers. All the brave NYC employees who serve the public and our representative democracy. Attorney Chad Lavaglia told the Daily Signal. Quote unquote, the court struck down NYC's draconian arbitrary vaccine mandate on multiple constitutional and legal grounds. Thousands of city employees who were ignored now have a voice. As the court has recognized, they deserve better. Oh, this is going to be wonderful. Now, that's all I'm going to read for the article because I want you guys to read the full thing. Now, how many content creators were outright censored because we were willing to actually tell the truth about what we saw, about things that we figured were going to happen like this? Oh, yeah. This was all one big, gigantic social experiment. Hell, you even had women on dating apps who said, if you're unvaxxed, don't contact me. When things started to get a little bit, quote unquote, opened, and then people started actually researching the side effects, those same women would change their tune. If you're vaxxed, don't contact me. Oh, the pure bloods, the people who held the line, the people who refused to get the jab, we won. Now, for the guys out there who actually had legitimately no choice, I do sympathize with you. So I'm not going to put you into that category. I'm not going to do that. I'm talking about the people who voluntarily got jabbed and got boosted. Oh, I look at those people as outright idiots. They had no clue what they were injecting themselves with. But hey, it is what it is. People had the freedom to do so, just like people had the freedom to not do so. I told you guys about what happened to me when I got to work for Pizza Hut as a little side gig. Everybody got jabbed except yours truly. And then they told me, well, if you're not going to get jabbed, you have to continue to wear a mask. So I said, you know what? nah, I'm good. And I walked off the job, signed my paperwork, left middle of the shift. Bam. That was a price I was willing to pay. My main employer was like, you know what? I understand you're retired military and you told me about some series of vaccines that you've had. And I looked up things that you talked about. Holy shit. You do have a literal military grade immune system. But yeah. Yeah. Good to be a pure blood. I mean, hell. The meat sack with her job, I understand she had to get jabbed. No heat, no smoke. But yeah, so many people were just so willy-nilly about it. And then they had to make sure to post their status on Facebook. People like that, I look at and I laugh at. Hell, you still have people out here in California wearing face diapers. I look at them and I just shake my damn head. Remember, Sleepy Joe said that the pandemic was over. The CDC has definitely been loosening up the indoor mask mandates. But for a lot of these people out here, these last 2 years gave them a little bit of moral authoritarian power. And a lot of people went absolutely nuts with it. It is what it is. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. Now, this one, it's not about female fuckery. It's not. It's about societal fuckery. And yeah, the power for society will go out. The mechanisms used to control the everyday average person will go out right along with it. Because enough people are starting to wake up, especially since we have this recession that has forced a lot of people to wake up. Oops! Oh, how things are going to get a whole lot more interesting. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.